Tork was in the zone. That perfect place where he was intimately connected to his inner dragon and capable of seeing the world with a sharp, acutely brilliant focus. Moving with liquid grace, he crossed the vast training room with a complex pattern of leaps, kicks, and lightning-fast punches. Fire danced over his skin, leaving scorch marks on the granite floor. He might be a half-breed, but his dragon was particularly strong, allowing him to create enough heat to melt through stone if he wasn't careful. He was also capable of creating small portals masking his presence and killing most creatures with his bare hands. And he had a unique gift of being able to conjure tiny sparks that he could send anywhere in the world. Not a particularly valuable talent, but he'd more than once used them to distract his enemies long enough to gain the upper hand. Turning to finish his daily routine, Tork found his concentration wavering as a flicker of movement appeared near the door. "Not now," he growled, leaping high enough to grab the ring hanging from the ceiling. With a fierce surge of power, he was swinging forward, releasing the ring to arc through the air, landing lightly on his feet before he was spinning to kick at the punching bag attached to a steel bar. "You're wanted," a familiar male voice drawled. "Shar." Like Tork, the male was a half-breed dragon who was in the service of Bane. But that's where the similarities ended. Tork was a trained soldier with short dark hair and brilliant blue eyes. Shar was a personal companion to Bane, which meant he had the ability to partially shift into his dragon form. He had silver hair and gray eyes that turned from smoke to charcoal depending on his mood. The older male also preferred elegant suits, while Tork wore the plain black uniform of a guard, or casual jeans and sweaters when he wasn't on duty. Even their personalities were different. Shar was sly, sardonic, and charming. The sort of male who took pleasure in laughing at the world. Tork, on the other hand, was far more serious. He devoted himself to duty and keeping his fighting skills at peak condition. "Wanted by whom?" Tork demanded, whirling to give the bag another kick. "You?" Shar gave a short laugh. "You should be so lucky." "Yeah, right. Another kick. According to the harem, there's no luck needed to capture your desire. You spread your interest far and wide." "True." Shar deliberately paused. "But I draw the line at an irritable soldier who thinks a romantic night is kicking bags and lifting weights. Give me a warm woman spread across satin sheets and a cold glass of champagne." Tork hissed in frustration, slowly turning to face the male who was leaning nonchalantly against the door jamb. Clearly, he wasn't going to get any peace until he could get rid of the unwelcomed intruder. "Are you going to tell me why you interrupted my training?" he snapped. Shar watched as Tork grabbed a towel to wipe the sweat from his body, tendrils of smoke still clinging to his damp skin. "Bane had a visit from his father's emissary," he said. Tork scowled. Bane had walked away from his father, Singe, centuries ago. Dragon family dynamics were explosive, to say the least. Many were downright homicidal. But since Bane had found his mate, the two had started a cautious relationship, which meant it wasn't entirely unheard of for Singe to send a messenger. "And?" "And now he's asking for you to come to the throne room." "A council meeting?" "No. Just you." The gray eyes darkened with something that might have been regret. "I think it's that time." A chill raced down Tork's spine. He knew the end was drawing near. His betrothed had been born 100 years ago on this precise date, which meant she was considered a mature female, ready for mating. But he'd done his best to block out the thought of his looming fate.